93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 18, 1942, the world welcomed little baby Paul McCartney.
Come on, push! Push! I can see his head!
Here comes your son.
Paul McCartney, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump needs a new nominee.
It's a difficult time for Pat, but he's going to take a little time off for family service and for working things out.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrawing from consideration.
A USA Today article broke news that the FBI was still investigating allegations of domestic abuse that came out of a very contentious divorce proceedings involving Shanahan.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The president kicking off his bid for another term with a rally in Orlando tonight.
Certainly expected to talk about illegal immigration, and we certainly expect him to talk at length about Iran. What's happening overseas is crucial, not just from a business perspective, not just from a transport perspective, but we're talking about real national security issues.
Fox's Kevin Cork. This is Fox News.
You're some of the few people to have seen Men in Black International.
Yeah, I was so excited to see it.
And then it sucked.
We know how to get more people to the theater. Just take a look right here.
Hey, is that one of those flashy things?
There. Now how much are you looking forward to seeing the new Men in Black?
I am so excited to see it.
I have a feeling it won't suck.
Go see Men in Black International for the first time again.
Joey.
Yes, for the last, I guess it's been 2 weeks, we've been taking names, registering online. You can still register at newstalk931.com to win from Marguerite's, a one-carat forever mark diamond. This is an exquisite piece of jewelry, very rare. And so it is now time to announce a name to potentially win this forever mark diamond. Charles Abbey. You need to call 396-5477. Again, Charles Abbey, call 396-5477 for your chance to win a one-carat forever mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. This is a great deal, Charles. You got to call within the hour. Again, 396-5477. Charles Abbey, call that number.
5 minutes after five, a little earlier this afternoon, looked kind of like had some wicked weather developing. By the way, I had to post Joe Biden. What a dick. Statement today. First thing I would do as president is eliminate the president's tax cut.
Oh, God.
Please do run on that. That's a brilliant strategy, if I do say so myself. Yeah, that's a good one. Because everybody wants to pay higher taxes. If it means getting rid of President Trump, yeah, by all means, raise my hand. What is this now?
I guess that was the number in 2016.
Oh, 4947, yeah. Please don't tell me. There's still a few people that think Hillary's going to come out of the woods and run again. And I think she would get her ass kicked even harder this time. Please. I think people are at least at some level wising up to... Who's the guy that wrote the book? That wrote the book Unlikable? Florida 2020 general election. Biden 50%, Trump 41%. He's losing everybody on that list, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
That's crap, Fox. You're full of stuff. Trump faces poor poll numbers. After 2.5 years, we've seen enough of the chaos, the division, the schoolyard insults, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He started all that? The division? Really? We didn't have a president for 8 years who was pitting one person against another. That's why 25,000 people or 100,000 people applied for tickets to go see him in Orlando, because everybody hates him. They all want Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg and the rest. We've had enough of the division. The guy has not had 5 minutes to be president. For 2 years, he's had a fake hoax up his ass 24/7. Collusion. The Mueller report. Well, the Mueller report didn't give it. So let's come up with something else. Well, I think he's actually handled all that pretty well. Gosh, honest truth, I think he's handled the harassment, the viciousness, the lies of the media rather well. Country is prospering. You had enough of that, too? The schoolyard insults. Because no Democrat's ever done that. It's amazing.
It's early. Very, very early. I don't take stock in these polls.
Good. Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens. That's really the campaign platform that helped him get elected. So, time to move on that and get all those Democratic voters out of the country. 5:07, traffic, weather, and your local news, and then Brad McDonald. Nice day on the mic because he's done such a piss-poor job running our economy. The market's up close to 27,000. Yeah, maybe I did come back in there.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a busy afternoon in traffic. The boulevard is pretty crowded on the south side, especially around the Troy Highway. We also see a good bit of congestion between Vaughn Road and the interstate and the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on the interstates, I-65 is moving along just fine. We're starting to see a delay around the interchange on I-85 southbound, so watch out as traffic merges with you from the downtown area. And if you're on the 31s, there aren't any problems for you at all this afternoon. There's a big crowd on Taylor Road. That's all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughn Road, so keep your eyes open in that area. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore will announce this week if he is running for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore's wife, Kayla, confirmed that he will make an announcement on the Senate race Thursday. Moore ran for U.S. Senate in 2017 but lost the special election amid allegations of sexual misconduct with teens years ago. Moore denied those allegations. Authorities say the boy who was hospitalized in Montgomery after nearly drowning has been transferred to Children's Hospital in Birmingham for treatment. They say he is still in life-threatening condition. The incident happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. It remains under investigation. 3 years later, still no answers in the disappearance of Star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka on June 20th of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named a person of interest in the case. If you have any information about her disappearance, contact the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of random thunderstorms will continue and then fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high around 92. There will be thunderstorms scattered around the area. Not every town will get one, but they'll be in pretty good supply. And then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some quite strong, and I think there might be a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday. Then on Friday and Saturday, I think the storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be around, but not as many. Highs in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. free. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Today is June 18th, International Sushi Day. I've never tried sushi, so today is the day. Ooh, waiter, this fish is raw. Ouch, and the wine is hot. Throw the salmon on the grill and bring me some ice cubes so I can enjoy International Sushi Day.
All right, let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, Brant.
Hey, buddy. How you feeling?
Honestly, not that great, but and kind of in one of those modes where I really just shut the outside world off for a day or so to just try and feel better. So I hadn't even looked at the numbers and much of the news today, and then I come in and I see the Dow was up almost 400 points. The Dow is halfway to the 27,000 mark. Must be this lousy president we have.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Every time I, you know, when I do reviews with clients, I sit down and we look, you know, over the last 18 months at the S&P 500. And it's been crazy, you know. You go up, you down, you all this stuff. But what's been happening, all this volatility, and believe me, you know, and the listeners know, because we've been talking trade war and interest rates and all this stuff. And so today, the Federal Reserve kicked off their meeting, their latest FOMC meeting. It's a Federal Open Market Committee meeting where tomorrow they're going to announce, you know, any decision that they might make with respect to monetary policy regarding the federal funds rate, or even maybe even their own balance sheet. And so we started the morning with a positive tone because the market has widely started to discount what it believes is coming next, which is 2, possibly 3 rate cuts. And this is so bizarre because when you think about it, I mean, think about where we were in December 6 months ago when I was going on the air and we were talking and I kept saying this Fed is they are not paying attention. The market has a vote. The market is casting its vote, and it is casting pain for everyone, and the Fed caved in. And so in 6 months, they went from saying, we're going to raise rates a few times in 19 to now the market saying they're going to have to cut them a few times. It's absolutely incredible. And so tomorrow we'll get that decision. So that was one thing. But then around probably, I guess it was 9:30 or so this morning, Trump tweeted that he had just gotten off the phone with President Xi, and that he was excited because they were going to have an extended meeting there at the G20 summit. And you remember I kept saying all last week, you know, we're stuck here. We're going to trade sideways unless we get some news around this G20 thing, or until we get to the G20 thing, because that's what the market's really focused on now. And so that's when we saw particularly or in the early morning hours the market jumped, and we've been up most all day over a potential for positive news coming out of this trade negotiation here pretty soon. So it was a good day. It was a real good day.
You know, I made the mistake of looking at the TV screen. I laugh out loud now when people call Fox fake news. They're the Trump network and all this other garbage. I can't believe what I'm seeing on Fox these days. They just put a poll up, and the top 5 Democrats that have announced their candidacy all beat Trump by 10 points in the state of Florida. Yet Joe Biden can't draw 500 people to a rally. Trump is going to speak in Orlando, which last I checked is still in Florida. and there's going to be, they hit the peak of 100,000 ticket requests right at the get-go. They've got room for 25,000 in the building. They're going to have big screens outside. They just don't want to acknowledge where the voter enthusiasm is, and that's generally what propels an election. The only enthusiasm that's going on the other side are the same Trump-hating, almost used a bad word there, that have this derangement issue because they don't like his personality or they don't like the way he's about to expose the deep state. And that's another thing that's going to be factored into this election when it comes out, with the FBI and all of that. That dam is going to break soon. That's not going to be very good because a lot of Democratic names are going to be involved with that, probably right up to the top. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's face it, these polls, we're so far out now from the election, and they'll change dramatically, and I am going on record to say, if this economy is in the current shape that it's in come next November or in a year and a half, he's going to win, and that's just all there is to it. It's always about the economy, and two, you know, it's kind of weird. There are people, and I've read stuff about this, there are people in certain social circles that are going to tell you that they don't want to vote for Trump, but when they go in there, they're going to.
Right.
Because there's this, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't admit that I'm going to vote for Trump, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And it's it sort of kills me, you know. It's really interesting. But anyway.
I was just,
yeah, man.
Just looking at Twitter feed, and Juanita Broderick, who is one of Bill Clinton's many victims, is just running a thing. When is Hillary ever going to be held accountable? That's the question a lot of us have. You know, why? How has she been the greased pig that gets away every single time? At some point, yeah. We're going to see her name on a side of package of bacon. I got to believe that, you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, Trump, you remember when he ran for president, he talked an awful lot about Hillary and that if he were elected, he would release all this and that and go after her and try to, you know, indict her. And then he never did it. He just dropped it. And I sometimes wonder, you know, what's behind that, if there's some sort of a weird agreement in place. I don't know. But that one has always somewhat...
Let me offer you something I heard the other day, and I wish I could get attribution to the brilliant person who said it. I'm not sure if I read it or if I heard somebody say it, and that is Donald Trump is playing chess while everybody else is playing tiddlywinks. That's
pretty good. I mean, that is pretty good. I can tell you this. It's really been pretty fascinating and somewhat exciting because you see, we've never seen a president that ducks and dodges like he does. The moves he makes, he zigs and zags, and then you see these coalitions that he's formed as he threatens one and then he makes them his ally. And, you know, he obviously, we talked about how he took the Canadians as well as the Mexicans to task and just excoriated them, and now everyone's BFFs, and we've got a new deal in place and that's good for America, and they're all going in lockstep with one another as they negotiate trade with China. So it's not just an American deal. This is really going to evolve, I think, into a North American deal. And then you look at what he was doing over in the United Kingdom a couple of weeks back, or a week ago or so. You know, it's just interesting. Really is interesting, and you're right. I mean, he's got a strategy, and he's got a plan. He's working the plan. And a lot of good stuff is being done. I mean, it really is. I think if we can pull off a historic trade deal with China, that would be massive. Probably the biggest thing he's done as president. I just don't know if he can get it there. I worry that it's going to be a watered-down deal. But because the Chinese are just...
But what do you think the kind of limp-wristed leadership we had for 8 years, and even prior to that, let's face it, we never had any, not since Ronald Reagan, who said tear down that wall, and they did. Trump said, I'm going to put tariffs on you, Mexico, if you don't get your act together. And they managed to get it together very quickly, while the Democrats are saying, oh, this is our ally to the South, and you can't talk to them like that, and blah, 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 blah. And Joe Biden, the guy that's going to get 50% of the vote in Florida against Trump 41, that's what the Fox poll said. He says, the first thing I'm going to do is erase the Trump tax cuts. Well, that'll be great for everybody. Who doesn't want to vote for that? I don't believe what I'm reading. Does anybody really want to pay more taxes? Is somebody feeling guilty they're shortchanging the government somehow because they're doing such a great job spending our money?
Yeah, but you know what? I have to tell you, I really think Biden is just, that's just an easy political statement to make. I mean, he's got to say that, you know, for his base. He knows that it's going to be almost impossible to beat Trump with the economy like it is, number one. Number two, he knows he's probably not going to be able to, even if he did win, you would have to have the House and the Senate go Democrat in order for him to even think about doing anything with tax cuts. So it's just all politics in my mind, I think. And I think he also knows the power behind those corporate tax cuts. It's not just about American companies keeping more money with the business they're doing here. This is about how a country with a very low tax rate attracts capital from all over the world and companies coming to do business here and jobs and all of that. So he's got to be, that's an easy one, and he's just shoring up his base. Now, I will tell you, in terms of politics and things that some of these guys are saying, I saw where, I haven't had a chance to really look through it closely, but Trump's talking about rounding up immigrants around the country.
He's ready to deport. I mean, that's what really got him elected to begin with.
I know, but I would be careful with that. I don't think I would do. There's no need in doing that right now. If he does that, man, the media is going to have all this stuff about mamas and daddies getting thrown out of the country, and it's just, that's not going to. I would focus on the trade deal. I would focus on doing anything he can do to keep this economy strong, and he's going to win.
But here's the thing. The Democrats are always screaming, no one's, and Hillary of all people, oh my God, no one's above the law. Well, if you're in the country illegally, you are below the law. You are breaking the law. And there's got to be some...
I totally agree. I just think that's one that, if he gets reelected, you come back and you can do kind of whatever you want to do at that time. And he's made it very well known where he stands on immigration, and the whole country knows that he's tried, and the whole country knows we got a massive, terrible problem down there, and the Democrats are stalled. He needs to turn it on them, and use the tactics against them, I think, rather than dialing it up and creating these sob stories of all these people getting thrown out of the country.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, just my opinion from a political, but I'm not a...
No, I understand. I know exactly what the media is going to do. Of course, though, you got AOC hole out there these are concentration camps, but they're the same camps that Obama put them in for 8 years, but that was different. You see, it's always, that was different. Well, we'll see. I would love to see him emerge, with a deal. I know you don't want a watered-down deal, but, coming away with something that moves the ball in our direction for a change would be better than
anything. And I think it will. I really think it will. There are so many complicated issues like, currency manipulation and dumping and all these other things that China's done. And I think they can get a lot of that stuff done. But just removing the unknown, removing uncertainty, going from a place where no one really knows to a place where, okay, this is how it's going to be done in terms of the trade deal, that is what's really going to help. Because if you're a CFO of a major U.S. multinational company, how in the heck are you supposed to be able to commit King Capital to anything right now? It's very difficult.
Uh-huh.
And that's the fear. And so, but believe me, it's a two-way sword. China knows this is a problem for them as well. So they need to get a deal done, and I think they will. And that should clear the decks for us as we go into the rest of the year. And certainly if you got interest rate cuts coming at the same time, I think the market could probably eventually break out from this sideways sort of market pattern we've had over the last 18 months.
In the meantime, friends, time for you to take control of your financial future and get a plan going. And there's all types of options out there. Thing to do is to call 387-0094. Make an appointment to sit down. Brant will introduce you. You heard the calls last week when Brant was in the studio with us, the folks that have moved their money to McDonald and Hagen, or the people who have just started putting together a plan with McDonald and Hagen. They welcome everybody, beginners, people who are looking for a different strategy, whatever. It begins with that phone call, 387-0094. Brant, we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Hope the market continues to have a nice green week.
It's gonna be an exciting day because we got the Fed announcement. There'll be a lot to talk about tomorrow for sure.
Awesome, man. Well, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Hope you feel better, man.
Me too. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
So Joe Biden, and this is always what comes up when you can't win an argument, you know, because everybody's going to love that let's raise the taxes Joe Biden pledge, is now threatening physical, you know, it may have to become physical violence. Take a look at that picture there. I just put that on Facebook with a caption that says Joe having a difficult BM during a speech. Because really, doesn't it look like he's trying to get that last nugget out into his Depends?
Ooh, yes. Yes, it does. Now that you say it and paint that image, what a nugget of imagination you handed to us all.
Well, yeah, there he is. First thing I do is eliminate the tax cut. That's going to be great for the economy. People will love you, dumb son of a bitch. Excuse me. I was out yesterday sick. I'm still not feeling that great. And now that we're getting close to the end of the show, I'm starting to feel a little testy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how the effing traffic is doing.
Montgomery Skywatch working our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and traffic is really busy on I-85 in the downtown area. Look out, you're going to slow down about the time you reach Jackson Hospital. Things are backing down there. Once you make your way over to I-65, there aren't any problems. It's rolling along at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard is real congested this afternoon. Be careful around the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, the interstate, and around the Atlanta Highway. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any major hang-ups for you. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you as you head home. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities say the boy who was hospitalized in Montgomery after nearly drowning yesterday has been transferred to Children's Hospital in Birmingham for treatment. They say he is still in life-threatening condition. That incident happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. It remains under investigation. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore will announce this week if he is running for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore's wife Kayla confirmed that he will make an announcement on the Senate race Thursday. Moore ran for U.S. Senate in 2017, but lost the special election amid allegations of sexual misconduct with teens years ago. Moore denied those allegations. 3 years later, and still no answers in the disappearance of Star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka June 20th of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named a person of interest in this case. If you have any information about the disappearance of Star Mulder, contact the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of random thunderstorms will continue and then fade out later on tonight. The overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high around 92. There will be thunderstorms scattered around the area. Not every town will get one, but they'll be in pretty good supply. And then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, some quite strong, and I think there might be a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday. Then on Friday and Saturday, I think the storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be around, but not as many. Highs in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Right now, Ortho's Home Defense Insect Killer is just $4.97 at the Home Depot. Great news for anyone who's not a bug. Home Defense kills them where they live, inside the house, outside the house, and it keeps new ones away for up to 12 months. There will soon be no place for bugs to buzz, creep, crawl, or hide. Today is the day for doing. Make it count with Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer. Now just $4.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. You want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Women's World Cup is great for America. We know that the men's team truly is terrible. With soccer, I normally wouldn't care at all, but I think we might beat the French. Watch Alex Morgan kicking that soccer ball. The other countries are all gonna fall. If it wasn't for us, they'd be speaking German, y'all. Now we'll put them all on the bench. Woo! Women's World Cup made me get up and watch some soccer. For once, I'm not bored. USA Women's World Cup. We're kicking butt. I'm watching soccer. Hell's frozen over.
Just reading a story here. Welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. And while I wonder why...
Watched a lot of the Women's World Cup this past week. My brother's a big soccer fan. But I was watching Germany-Spain with an actual German citizen from Stuttgart. The... Will's new wife, my new, I guess, father-in-law in a way? No, it's not technically my, Will's new father-in-law.
Yeah.
The father of the bride. His cousin is German, Sabina. So I'm sitting there watching it, just met her, and we're watching Germany play. She was
Sabina?
Tired. Yeah, she was tired as hell. Having trouble. She could speak English, but she was very jet-lagged.
By the way, I was not impressed with the 13-0 win.
Yeah.
See, in soccer, it's great, you dominate, but you're beating a team that really doesn't even belong in the field with you, and that would be like a pro football team beating an amateur team 90-0. You know, in soccer, now, baseball, you can't go up to the plate and just fling the bat at the ball. You got to try and hit it if you're up by a giant score. Because you have to play nine innings. In soccer, it's a clock game, so they could have just kicked the... And in basketball, you have to take a shot.
Okay, I was about to ask you about the Olympic Dream Team from the 90s.
Well, that's it. They had to take shots because there's a shot clock. And you don't want to see somebody, you know, being obviously inept. But there was no reason for them, once it was 5-0, for them to score another point. And I kind of thought that was a little bit of a over. That's the kind of thing that can go back and haunt a team, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was just reading a hilarious, you know, this is it. You were in New York State, which is now run by Democrats, and they passed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which has made a messy situation in New York's energy policy even worse. Largely in pursuit of costly 50 by 30 renewable energy mandates, 50% renewable by 2030, the state forces consumers and taxpayers to subsidize renewable energy, ram through wind turbine projects in communities that don't want them, and then bails out aging nuclear power plants that even their operators want to close. Governor Cuomo's blocked multiple natural gas pipelines because reasons. It makes no sense because natural gas has brought down carbon emissions. Meanwhile, New York City is mostly powered by natural gas, but not from New York State, where it would cost less.
Just a bit outside.
In Pennsylvania, that's where they get it. So the result, New Yorkers pay higher energy prices. In February 2019, New Yorkers are paying 30% more than the national average because you elect ass hats to run your state. Why do you do that? I mean, the cab driver you were talking to, what the...
Right. It's also... a lot of the Uber drivers were great. They talked about the state and showed us around.
Yeah.
And a lot... I really got the impression it's a very rich state in the sense of not just New York City being there... A lot of legacy, older money, these sorts of things. Where the we were staying at an Airbnb on 36 Vanderbilt Street, like all the robber barons, as they're called. Mm. You know, the upstate New York was their playground. I mean, so there was a lot of old money. I think that's partially how they can afford a lot of these things.
Democrats have always had a nickname for people that succeeded in life.
No, I know, but I wonder how that sort of tax. And all these taxes affect people, the little guy, the average person just trying to make it, not the folks already established.
That's the question. How do you How do you get by there if you are an Uber driver or Lyft driver with energy prices that are 30% higher? Because your GD governor refuses to break with the party and do something energy-wise that might benefit them. No, we're going to build wind turbines. And we're going to put plastic bags in the cows to harness their farts. let's see. Chris Hayes. He's MSLSD, right? He's a Jagoff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Concentration camp. That's AOC. That's what she's calling what's going down on the border, of course. Obama put him there, so but back then it was called Hope and Change, not concentration camps. Concentration camp is an extremely charged term, and I get why many people are in good faith uncomfortable with its application. Let's call them detention camps and focus on what's happening in them. And David Blackman, our friend, says, why didn't you do that when Obama was running them for 8 long years? Again, that's the question. It's the people that scare me aren't the ones on the far left. We know that's a really a small fraction of the actual country. They got a big microphone because a lot of them are have infiltrated the media, and they can steer a lot of the noise they make their way. But how many people are listening to the noise? Nobody's reading the newspapers. CNN doesn't even have 1 million viewers a night, and that's a network with a legacy that goes back 40 years. Let's see. Do. Lindsey Graham.
Hmm.
Fought to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. That was his finest hour. Our chance to defeat. Oh, this is a liberal ad trying to raise money to run against Lindsey Graham. Sorry, that ain't going to work. Tough week for the Democrats, says Charlie Kirk. AOC shamelessly compares the border to concentration camps. The president announces ICE is beginning to deport millions of future voters. And 20,000 people line up to fill an arena for Trump while Joe Biden can't get 200 at his speech. And it's only Tuesday. And the Fox News cycle. Why are they... Stop with this Fox News nonsense. This is AOC. I got news for you. Everything that's pissed me off today has come from Fox News. Everything. And here they are. There's Brett Baer with the Ocasio-Cortez. Trump running concentration camps. And here's her tweet. This video was from a year ago. This week before my primary in the Fox News cycle, I flew to the concentration camp where the Trump administration was keeping children they stole from their parents. Back then, I was voicing my conscience. I still am. Yeah, you got some conscience. You're the one that wants equal pay, except you want more equal pay for you than everybody else because your work is so important. God. Join me while you can, friends, because ultimately these people are going to kill me. I don't know how much more of this stuff I can digest. 5:45. Joey. Had LASIK?
Yes.
I remember the one comment you made was noticing that you could see individual leaves and stuff in the trees across.
The interstate, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, color's more vivid. It's amazing.
I've heard others describe, too, details in life that they hadn't seen previously. And what a miracle it must be to be able to open your eyes and read and see and do everything you want with 20/20 vision restored through a LASIK procedure. Unfortunately, LASIK is not the solution for everybody, and that's why if you're interested, the first step you have to take is to see the refractive surgery counselor and warning in advance.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
You may not be a candidate for LASIK, but you have to go see the refractive surgery counselor to find out. Call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. Make that appointment. It's something you can do on a lunch break. It takes very little time, but you need to know. It's a step you need to take. No charge whatsoever, just a few minutes of your time. And then you can make the decision. Now, I know this. When I went to see the refractive surgery counselor, I was literally assuming that I'd be a candidate for LASIK because I was going to have it done immediately. But I wasn't. you always got to respect the integrity. This is your vision you're talking about, and they're not going to attempt to do something that is not going to correct the problem. Montgomery Eye, by the way, goes back to 1945. They've been meeting the vision needs of this community since the end of World War II. That's a pretty impressive legacy. So you'll get great customer service, and of course they can handle anything relative to you and your family's eye care needs. But for LASIK, you will not find a place that has more experienced people than Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in America, right here. So see the refractive surgery counselor and see if LASIK isn't an option for you. That's 272-2020. If you want more information online, go to onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are thinning out quite a bit on the roadways. We don't have any problems on the interstates. I-65 and I-85 are moving along at a speed limit ride. There's still quite a bit of traffic on the boulevard, but you're not going to slow down too much. Just watch yourself around the intersections. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, we have a clear ride for everybody. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Great to be at the lake and see the first superhero of summer, Lobster Man, the guy who thought he could get completely tan in one day by staying out in the sun all day long. Lobster Man's weaknesses, not using sunscreen, and lack of willpower from finishing off the entire 12-pack. Hidden superpower? I guess whatever he's hiding in that giant beer gut. When is that baby due? I take it Marvel won't be making a movie about this Lobster Man anytime soon, but one thing's for certain, there's a sequel to this guy every year at the lake. Good times.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Now here's something interesting, because part of the afternoon I've been ranting and raving about polls. And I agree, all you have to do is think back to 2016 and what we were told. Not 2 months before an election or a month before an election, but the day before the election, that you would feel sympathy for Donald Trump. He would get beaten so badly. And they're trying to, you know, tell us the same thing today that, and again, voter enthusiasm, you know, here's the thing. Trump voters will knock your ass down to go vote for the man November 3rd next year. That's a fact. They have suffered with his abuse, and they're not, you know, the only way all they can do is make sure they go out and give him another chance. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to, her time is coming. We need to get at least a couple more in there. Maybe Clarence Thomas will retire. Who knows? We got it. These people have to be replaced by constitutionalist judges. However, Firehouse, now, so we've heard all this bad news. You know, Joe Biden's going to win 100 million to one and blah, 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 blah. But from Breitbart today comes a series of polls that show Trump's strength growing in Rust Belt states that are going to be real critical, which he shocked the world and won in 2016, like Wisconsin, like Pennsylvania, like Ohio. He's doing well there. You know, according to like a Firehouse strategy survey of 535 Wisconsin likely voters, and I really think even people who do get called for these polls, I don't know if they want to tell the truth. I want everybody to know there is a Republican event going on tonight. This starts at 7 o'clock at Jim and Nick's. It's Trump's launch party. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Jim and Nick's, okay.
Jim and Nick's at 7 o'clock. All Republicans are welcome. So I asked if I could announce that. If you're interested, this is where it starts. You know, it seems like we've had no time between elections because all we've heard is pissing and moaning for 2.5 years about something that didn't even take place. Now what I want to see in the run-up between now and that election are all the people who participated held accountable. That's got to happen. It's got to happen. I mean, we can, in the greatest of our dreams, hope that... Comey, on July 5th, 2016, announced that she committed violations of the Espionage Act. And in that mealy-mouthed way, his, well, you know, no reasonable... what we're in the middle of is an election here. I just don't want to put up with the stuff that would happen if I said, we got to prosecute the woman. And... so it goes. Never forget that. That ruined my vacation. That was my first day of vacation that year, driving up to North Carolina. And I got to listen to that sad-faced, goldfish-eyed son of a bitch telling me that Hillary, no reason. Yeah, nobody that wants to live. Nobody that wants to stay out of the Clinton Cemetery or commit arcicide would seek prosecution on those charges. There's the Trump tweet about President G, and it sure did make for a nice day in the market. Isn't it amazing? The whole world hates him, according to the Democrats, but he's cut deals. Of course, the world may hate him, but they take him seriously because he doesn't bend over for every country like the former president did. When did you ever see a picture of him going to another country where his ass wasn't split open, you know, kissing somebody else's? Stop it, I say. What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
A filmmaker, Robert Anthony Peters, he made a film, short film. I encourage everybody to watch it. It's on my Facebook page called Tank Man. I mean, I'm sure everybody remembers the iconic images after the Tiananmen Square massacre. Yes. Of the Tank Man. And so what Robert did is he made a film that gave the background to the Tank Man. Now, nobody knows who the Tank Man was, what happened to the Tank Man. So he took artistic license to say, here's maybe what led the Tank Man to holding these grocery bags, it looks like, stand in front of a line of tanks. Really humanizes it. And the guy is... a very good filmmaker. It's a great short film. Again, take 15 minutes of your day, folks. On my Facebook page, or you can find it on YouTube under Tank Man Robert Anthony Peters. And I'll be talking to him tonight over the phone.
Good stuff, Terry the Adams. You know, I have this thing called pharyngitis, which I learned later in today was a sore throat, which has affected my. I am kind of sputtering to the finish line here just a little bit. So I will see you after my next erythromycin with the gang tomorrow morning. The
adorable
Rich Thomas, Jay Scott,
Jay Scott,
and Emily Hayes.
Yay fun!
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are thinning out quite a bit on the roadways. We don't have any problems on the interstates. I-65 and I-85 are moving along at a speed limit ride. There's still quite a bit of traffic on the boulevard, but you're not going to slow down too much. Just watch yourself around the intersections. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, we have a clear ride for everybody. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit interview.
The circle is now complete.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport, Acting Secretary of Defense.